This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today with a study which we began last time. What does Jesus think of the church? I know that so far as men are concerned, many people think very little of it. Many people think that the church is absolutely non-essential in God's scheme of salvation. That one can be saved, spend his life here upon this earth, and go to heaven when this life is over without any relationship to the church at all. But as we pointed out last time, this is not the view of Jesus Christ. What does Jesus think of the church? He planned for it in eternity, and he died for it. Now we take up today where we left off with those points from last time, and note that Jesus thinks of the church this, that he loves it. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, and giving instruction to husbands, husbands, love your wives, even as, now note carefully, even as what or whom? Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for it. The Lord Jesus Christ so loved the church that he gave his life on the cross for it. Just as we find in John chapter 3, verse 16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So it is we find that Christ so loved the church that he gave himself up for it. Now, friends, whatever Jesus loved enough to give his life for certainly should not be taken lightly by any of us. Stop and ask yourself the question, dare I say that the church which cost the very life of the Lord Jesus Christ is non-essential? Can I rightly say that what cost the life of Christ is of no importance in God's scheme of things? Surely we can all see that this is not the case. And so as we think about the question, what does Jesus think of the church, we have to note the awesome truth that he loved it enough to give himself for it. Then in the fourth place, as we ask the question, what did Jesus think of the church, we note in the same fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians and verse 26 that he cleansed it and sanctified it. Note in verse 26 we find these words, in regard to the church, that he might sanctify it, having cleansed it by the washing of water with the word. Now the church is comprised of baptized believers. The church is not made up of men who do not believe in God, who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who have not repented of their sins, who have not been willing to stand before men and confess with their mouths the faith which they have in their hearts that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And even if one is a penitent believer, he is not a member of the church until he is baptized into Christ. The Apostle Paul made clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, for by one Spirit were we all baptized into one body. Now that body is the church, said Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, and the body is the church, and the church is the body, Colossians 1, 18. And so, here he's talking about our being baptized into one body. And so when Paul says in Ephesians 5 that he cleansed the church by the washing of water with the word, he simply means that the church is comprised of those who have been immersed in water, that is, in obeying the Lord Jesus Christ in the act of obedience, which is called baptism in the Bible, and those people have been added by the Lord to the church. As we find in Acts chapter 2, verse 47, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, or as another version puts it, and the Lord was adding to them day by day those that were being saved. You're not saved first and then added to the church. You simply are added to the church in the very process of being saved. And so as we raise the question, what does Jesus think of the church? We recognize that he loves it enough to give himself up for it, and he cleansed it and sanctified it. The church is made up of people who have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Please do be with us next time as we continue this very vital study. What does Jesus think of the church?